Pat, are you home? Kitten? You feeling okay, sweetie? You don't feel warm. It's a bit early for bed. You're tired? But it's only... Oh, darling. Come here, kitten. Let me hold you. You're incredibly cute, you know. Although, I can't believe you find burying yourself in my chest all that comfortable. It's one of your favorite spots, is it? For the obvious reason, I suppose. Oh. Because you can feel me breathing, and it comforts you. You're the sweetest pet in the world. Thank you for letting me comfort you. I know sometimes you think you can handle everything by yourself, or you think you're a burden when you're not. You're getting better at opening up. I'm really proud of you. You're such a good girl for me. Has there been anything in particular that's bothering you? You feel exhausted. You want to sleep all the time. You can't seem to focus and get frustrated easily. And you just want to give up sometimes. I have been noticing you haven't really been yourself lately. You haven't been as bratty. Now, I will not tolerate my pet saying such things about herself. Those things simply aren't true. I'm sorry, kitten. I really wish I could make all the bad feelings go away. I know happiness isn't always a choice we can make. It's so much more complicated than that. But perhaps we can practice choosing to be kinder to ourselves when we feel sad. These feelings pass a little bit quicker. And we don't berate ourselves for feeling them. I know. Much easier said than done. But can you try for me, my love? Sometimes, just getting a little bit of space in your thoughts and sneaking in a little self-compassion helps. And on the days that you forget how loved you are, I will be right here to remind you. These emotions we feel and negative thoughts that run through our minds aren't the truth. These thoughts are just the story we tell ourselves. And I know sometimes they're uncontrollable. We don't have to believe in them. There's always going to be somebody out there that doesn't see your worth. But do not let it be you, kitten. It most certainly isn't me. So, we're going to try and be kinder to ourselves when we feel sad, aren't we?
That's a command, baby girl, not a request.
Look at me, my love.
I am a woman of impeccable taste. Don't you agree, kitten? And as someone with impeccable taste, I have chosen you to be my friend, my confidant, my lover, my pet. I wouldn't choose someone who wasn't kind, sweet, considerate, funny, strong, and understanding.
You don't think I've made a mistake, do you?
Do you think your mistress has made a mistake, kitten?
That's what I thought. Do you want to talk about anything? Do you want to tell me the thoughts you've been having? No, sweetie. You're not a burden. You can talk to me about anything. It's not going to bring me down. I have the capacity to listen to you and comfort you. I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going anywhere, kitten. So, tell me, what's been going on in that mind of yours? You feel unfocused and unmotivated. It no longer feels good enough to go through the motions. And you feel like you're having more bad days than good days. You're stressed and anxious and just so tired. I understand, Pat. Yes, my love. I do understand. There have been times in my life where I felt so low and broken. Times where I've had panic attacks and immense depression. Times where I felt so alone.
No, Pat. I don't feel like that anymore. You don't need to be concerned. You're incredibly sweet to worry about me. I just wanted you to know I understand. And that I know how hard it is to go through the motions when all you want to do is sleep. I know how hard it is to get up and do what you need to do every day when you can't focus or don't see the point. I also want you to know that it's absolutely okay to feel the things you feel. They're valid feelings, and you don't need to put any pressure on yourself to snap out of it. Because that's not helpful. No one is okay all of the time. But it's helpful to give yourself permission to feel how you feel and to remind yourself that you don't have to believe in these negative thoughts that come during these times. It helps the feelings to pass a bit sooner. I know it's difficult to be kind to ourselves. We're always the most critical and unforgiving of ourselves, but maybe when you feel this way, you can think of what you would say to me if I was sad. We're always so much kinder to our friends and loved ones than we are to ourselves, aren't we? Yeah. Since your mind is playing tricks on you today, I'm going to tell you the things I need you to know. You matter so much to me and to a lot of people. You are not a burden. You are not as alone as you may think or feel you are. It's okay to have bad days. And be kind to yourself when you do. You are amazing. You are important. You are loved and lovable. Your life matters to me. And your presence on this earth matters, whether you see it or not. You are worthy. And you are more than good enough, simply by being you. Is there anything I can do that would
make my little kitten feel better. My kitten wants a lullaby. Okay, darling. Just for you. What you don't tell no one, you can tell me. Little ghost all tan like milk and honey. You're very brave and very free. Push you high, cherry blossom on your sycamore tree. What you don't tell no one, you can tell me. Swing it high like Jesus, wild and free. Dandelions in your hair, baby. You're very brave, and there's much to see. I push you high, cherry blossom on your sycamore tree. What you don't tell no one, you can tell me. And when you're scared, I'll be right here. You feel afraid, Mommy is there. It's a cruel, cruel world, but we don't care, 'cause what we've got, to share. What you don't tell no one, you can tell me. Little ghost blonde hair with lemonade tea. There's much to learn and so much to see. I push you high, Angelina, on your sycamore tree. What you don't tell no one, you can tell me.
Good night, kitten. I love you.